Well, one of the things I was thinking about, oh man, how time flies. Valentine's Day. What a joy it is to celebrate Valentine's Day. You know, it's a wonderful thing to understand what our love relationship is with God. You know, Valentine was a priest in the early days of his life, and he became a saint because he did some things that were special. You can read about him in the commentaries and different things, but one of the things that he did in those days, Roman soldiers wanted to be unmarried, or at least that's what the government wanted. They didn't want any married soldiers. So Valentine, being a pastor and being a priest, you know, there were some of them that came to him secretly that wanted to be married, and he did that. And then also one of the Roman soldiers, an officer, I believe, if I remember correctly, had a daughter that was blind. And the Roman soldier said, "Valentine, if you can heal my daughter and she can receive her sight, I will become a Christian." He did, and they did. But you know what the most beautiful things about that, in order to become a saint in the Roman Catholic Church at that time, you had to be able to perform a miracle. And he certainly did that, and the girl was able to see. So the Valentine things become a gift of love, because Valentine loved the people that he served, and when he did all these things, they recognized him as the patron saint of love. Isn't that neat? That's really a cool thing. But I was thinking a little bit also this morning about the Psalms and how much ministry and different things and intimacy with God through the Psalms. You see, the intimacy of any relationship is the function of both the amount of time that we spend together and the quality time, which is accomplished in sharing this time together. We know it as a love relationship, and the scriptures talk about love being unconditional as agape love. And that is such a special, special kind of love. And you are, as a parent, and maybe even as a child, spend a lot of time together. But those hours sometimes are spent watching television, and time just doesn't establish a thing what we call intimacy. You have to have a relationship with one another. That's what Christianity is so neat. Christianity is not a religion. It's a relationship with the living God through Christ. The psalmist suggests a lot of times, especially in Psalm 1, is our Old Testament reading, the relationship with God grows out of both the quality of time, the quantity of time that we spend with him. And my question for all of us is this: do we intentionally and consistently spend time alone with God? I hope and pray that you do, because you can certainly do that. So with that, I'd like to ask, and any prayers or joys that you might know this morning, come into a prayer of agreement with you and for you. But you know, on the online service, and we get into the thoughts and prayers and also the prayers of your people, if you click on the tab on the online service, you'll see the slides, and there the slides will bring up all the people that's on our prayer line. As I mentioned earlier in this segment, that Judy's a little under the weather. We certainly lift her up in prayer, and we thank God for her. But we also have a lot of people in our congregation that just needs a special touch of God's love, and we'll come into with them with a prayer of agreement. I don't know of any specifically, except with Judy being a little under the weather, but those are always special times to pray a prayer of intercession. You know, the Lord taught the disciples how to pray when they asked him, "Lord, teach us to pray." And he did that. But you know, one of the most beautiful things in John chapter 17, that we see where Jesus prayed for us. Now, we pray to Jesus and for Jesus, but isn't it special to know that Jesus prayed for us? But the prayer that Jesus taught to the disciples is what we refer to as the Lord's Prayer, and it is the prayer that he taught. But really, the Lord's Prayer is in John 17, where he prayed for us. Wow, that is amazing. So hear the words of the Lord's Prayer this morning, and I tell you that it is meant to be used as a model prayer for all of our prayers to line up with. Hear the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Have a blessed day, and if there's any specific prayer needs, send Phil a note or myself, either as a text or an email or even a phone call. We'd love to talk to you. Have a wonderful and blessed day.